Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. When I was about 7 years old, my grandmother gave me a book for Christmas that I absolutely loved, The Adventures of Jerry Muskrat by Thornton W. Burgess. I'm sure I liked it because this muskrat's name was also my name. Today, the book might be politically incorrect because Burgess gave animals human personalities and they spoke as if they were humans. But Burgess also included a great deal about the natural history of the wild creatures he wrote of. It got me hooked, with no illusions that muskrats were anything but muskrats. What are muskrats? Are they rats? No, but they are rodents, native relatives of field mice, but big and highly adapted to live in wetlands. The common muskrat is found through much of North America, but isn't found in Florida. In Florida, we have a different, distantly related species, the round-tailed muskrat. On this week's Wild Things, we'll take a closer look at round-tailed muskrats, their ecology, and their influence on human culture. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. In wet grassy marshes and prairies of Florida, and in Georgia's Okefenokee Swamp, lives a creature found nowhere else in the world, the round-tailed muskrat. It's sometimes also known as the Florida water rat. The name rat carries some negative baggage, depending on how you say it, as in that rat. But the round-tailed muskrat is only distantly related to the rats we associate with disease and pestilence. And it is also only a distant cousin to the common muskrat that is found elsewhere in eastern North America. This is a creature that feeds on the grasses of wet prairies. It can reach a length of 15 inches, but more than half of that is tail, a tail that is rounded in cross-section, as opposed to the very flattened tail of the common muskrat. The round-tailed muskrat has dark brown fur that is dense, soft, shiny, and waterproof. With a rounded head and tiny rounded ears almost hidden by its fur coat, the round-tailed muskrat is quite a handsome rat. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Although it can swim and its hind feet are partially webbed, the round-tailed muskrat spends more time on dry land than its bigger cousin, the common muskrat. Round-tailed muskrats take advantage of the water, however, building their 7-inch to 2-foot diameter houses and vegetation standing in water. If water levels rise, the muskrat adds more grasses to the house, building it up just enough to keep pace with the water. Button bushes and hollowed stumps in standing water also make good round-tailed muskrat homes. Each house typically has 2 or 3 openings, and these are beneath the water, leaving the exposed house to look like a pile of decaying vegetation to the casual human observer. Each round-tailed muskrat has its own house, and a new one is built about every 6 months. Just before giving birth, a female round-tailed muskrat adds more grasses to the walls of her home and redecorates the interior with a bed of softer plant fibers. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. The round-tailed muskrat is listed as a threatened species in Georgia and is protected by Florida law. Its populations have declined in many areas as wetlands have been drained, but healthy populations remain in Georgia's Okefenokee Swamp, in Florida's Paynes Prairie State Preserve, and in Everglades National Park. Scattered populations occur in many areas of the Florida Peninsula, and an isolated population of round-tailed muskrats occurs in coastal wet grasslands in the eastern Florida panhandle. Round-tailed muskrats have never had the economic importance of the common muskrat, which remains today as a valuable fur-bearing animal. But round-tailed muskrats have tremendous value for other wildlife in Florida wetlands. Muskrat homes and feeding platforms made of marsh grasses are used for shelter or nests by several other animals, and round-tailed muskrats are important food for alligators and other wetland predators. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. The round-tailed muskrat is somewhat of an indicator species for grassy wetlands in Florida. While it is most active at night, its grassy feeding platforms and dome nests can easily be seen in prime habitats, such as the grassy wetlands at Shark Valley in the Northern Everglades National Park. Purple gallinules and common moorhens sometimes climb onto those platforms, a safe resting place and refuge from neighboring alligators. Part the grasses near one of these feeding platforms or nests, and you can find a well-used network of tunnels, safe passages ensconced beneath the grassy thickets. The round-tailed muskrat's main food is maiden cane, a tall grass that grows in dense stands, but sawgrass and other grasses are eaten too. Occasionally, this muskrat will also eat the bark of mangroves, and it sometimes develops a sweet tooth and becomes a problem in Florida's sugarcane fields. But after all, sugarcane is just another grass. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson.